was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple morn, and the highwaymen came riding, riding, riding. The highwaymen came riding up to the old inn door. French cocked hat on his forehead, a bunch of lace at his chin, a coat of claret velvet, and breeches of brown doeskin. They fit him with never a wrinkle, his boots were up to the thigh, and he rode with a jeweled twinkle. His pistol's a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle, under the jeweled sky. Over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the dark inn yard. And he tapped with his whip on the shutters, but all was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter. Yes, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair. And dark in the old inn yard, a stable wicket creaked. Tim the oster listened, his face was white and peat, his eyes were hollows of madness, his hair like moldy hair. But he loved the landlord's daughter, the landlord's red-lipped daughter. Dumb as a dog he listened, and he heard the robber say, "Watch for me by moonlight, I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way." One kiss, my bonny sweetheart, I'm after a prize tonight. But I shall be back with the yellow glow before the morning light. Then look for me by moonlight. Watch for me by moonlight. I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. He rose up right to the stirrups, he scarce could reach her hand. But she loosened her hair, eye, and casement. His face burned like the brand, and he kissed his waves in the moonlight. Oh, sweet black waves in the moonlight. Then he tugged at his rein in the moonlight and galloped away to the west. He did not come in the dawning. He did not come at the noon. And out of the tawny sunset, before the rise of the moon, said no word to the landlord, they drank his ale instead, but they gagged his daughter and bound her to the foot of the narrow bed. Two of them knelt at her casement with muskets at their side. There was death at every window, and hell at one dark window, for Bess could see through her casement the road that he would ride. They had tied her up to attention with many a snickering jest. They had bound a musket beside her with a barrel beneath her breast. Now keep good watch. And they kissed her. She heard the dead man say, "Look for me by moonlight. Watch for me by moonlight. I'll come to thee by moonlight. No hell should bar the way." She twisted her hands behind her, but all the knots held good. She raised her hands till her fingers were wet with sweat or blood. They stretched and strained in the darkness, and the hours crawled by like years till now, on the stroke of midnight. Cold on the stroke of midnight, the tip of one finger touched it. The trigger at least was hers. The tip of one finger touched it. She strove no more for the rest. Up she stood up to attention with the bell beneath her breast. She would not risk the hearing. She would not strive again, for the road lay bare in the moonlight, blank and bare in the moonlight, and the blood of her veins in the moonlight throbbed her love's refrain. Tlot, tlot, had they heard it, the horse hooves ringing clear. Tlot, tlot, in the distance, were they deaf that they did not hear? The highwayman came riding, riding. The red horse looked to the priming. She stood up, straight and still. Tlot, tlot, in the frosty silence. Tlot, tlot, in the echoing night. Nearer he came and nearer. Her face was like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment. She drew one last deep breath. Then her finger moved in the moonlight. Her musket shattered the moonlight, shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warned him with her death. Back he spurred like a madman, shrieking her curse to the sky, with the white roof smoking behind him and his rapier brandished high, when they shot him down on the highway. Down like a dog on the highway. And he lay in his blood on the highway. And still of winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is the ghastly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. Highwayman comes riding, 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 the highwayman comes riding up to the old inn door. Over the cobbles he clatters and clangs in the dark inn yard. He taps with his whip on the shutters, but all was locked and barred.